ultimate post-game show. Only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
As Cohen shifts back in with first and goal from the three.
Robinson likes his post on the backside there, son.
Pitch forward, touchdown, shovel pass, Trey Burton. Third and 17. Max strips it. He is unbelievable. Khalil Max strips it down. Seattle recovers, but if there's a quarterback with the ball, he's got to find him this year.
And look at this guy come off the edge, man. This place is electric. You wanted this guy, they chip with the tight end, but it doesn't help because all that does, it allows Mac to get a run and go. You see if Eddie's trying to do it. You got to really hit him as a tight end, not just punch him on your way out. I mean, you want to hit him. And then Russell, he has nowhere to go because the inside pressure is right in his face. Mac just has a knack for the football.
You know, first-year coaches have been struggling this year. Nagy's just the third first-year coach to get a win this season. They're a combined 3-11 now. This has got to feel good for the Bears' new man, Matt Nagy. 24-17. Trubisky with a couple of touchdown passes. That defense was dominant in the first half with that guy, the new addition, Khalil Mack.
This is the ultimate post-game show. Only on ESPN 1000.
What's up and welcome in. This is the Ultimate Postgame Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for being with us. Highlights right there on Monday Night Football. Joe Tessitore and Jason Witten breaking it down from the lakefront as the Bears win over the Seattle Seahawks by the score of 24-17. If you're leaving Soldier Field, if you get a chance to watch or listen to tonight's game, check in with me. Open phone lines for you, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Also hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Within the framework of our Ultimate Postgame Show, we'll get a chance to hear from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Chicago Bears. Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. We'll hear from Trubisky and get his thoughts about his performance in the offense as the Bears win 24-17. So 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. And I will tell you this, watching the game tonight, looking at the unofficial numbers here, which Mitch Trubisky, 25 for 34, good for 200 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, sacked twice, 83 rating. Russell Wilson, his counterpart, 22 for 36, good for 226 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. He was sacked six times for 24 yards. His quarterback rating of 86.1. Here's what stood out to me about tonight's game. The Bears really wanted to be able to get this done because they left a victory on the field at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. So they come home to Soldier Field, and you knew that, especially on the defensive side of the football, that the Bears would be really ready for this matchup. And because they were ready for the last matchup against Green Bay. The Bears really did what they need to do to win. The Bears did it as a team with a little bit of everything to try to discover themselves. A little bit of offense and razzle-dazzle from the offense under Matt Nagy and his offense. The defense making Russell Wilson feel very uncomfortable and making Wilson look more like Ciara in the pocket than himself. And then there was some special teams magic at times from Tariq Cohen and that unit. I want to make sure that it's very clear tonight that this is not a complete team just as of yet. But like last week, the Bears are going to put it together because their defense will give the Bears some leeway with this team overall. For generations, we have seen the defense carry the offense, and you see the offense playing catch-up. And I think we may see that again, because what we saw out there tonight, against a Seattle team, by the way, that's banged up or in transition, you can tell that it's not quite the same Seattle vintage Seahawks, vintage hashtag 12th man kind of Seahawks team that we've seen in the past. But we know that Russell Wilson is a terrific quarterback, and you know that he's always dangerous. But the one thing that you can do to thwart a dangerous quarterback is pressure. And I love the idea that Danny Trevathan came through with a couple of sacks tonight and a couple of quarterback hits. He was tremendous tonight, and he played with the ruthless aggression that you really need. Roquan Smith, who was only out there for a play or two in the Green Bay game, he comes through, has a pass deflected, played very well, had some solo tackles in there. Khalil Mack, though, makes a lot of things happen, doesn't he? You can't help but to see him when he's on the field because he's the biggest thing out there. When Khalil Mack is out there, he makes others better. You can see that just through the first couple of games. If you didn't watch him with the Raiders, you see him now with the Bears just from a couple games. That first half of the Packer game and then the game tonight. When Khalil Mack is out there, he makes others better. He had a sack. He had five tackles, four solo unofficially here with these numbers that we see that are coming across. We know that the secondary also leaves a lot to be desired. There's some good plays here and there from Prince Amukamara. And then, of course, he was able to get a touchdown. It really sealed the game. But then you look at, you know, what's going on with Kyle Fuller. Fuller has to be able to play the kind of football we saw toward the end of last year. We thought that maybe Fuller had turned the corner. But as I mentioned before, just looking at the game, I observe it maybe differently than maybe some do because I'm looking at this as a team that's trying to grow together. And I like that because defensively, when you're adding new players like a Khalil Mack, and Khalil Mack is just not some guy. Khalil Mack is a difference maker, a game changer as a football player. And when you see him with the Chicago Bears and see him out there just causing havoc, even when he's not necessarily close to the quarterback, the way he's able to drive his defender, as he tries to drive and get past him, he's still being able to open up holes for others on that defensive line. Others that can make a difference, like a Akeem Hicks, like a Trevathan, like a Roquan Smith. It just really tells a great story about when you have a great player and how teams have to be able to key in on that great player. Others are able to flourish. You talk about the Bears and their 24-17 victory against Seattle with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. I thought that it was great. I thought it was great defensively for the Bears because what they have to do is they're going to have to try to do what they can to be able to hold up the game for the offense. It's something that you and I have seen for a long time watching Bears football where the defense always has a number of terrific players on it to be able to help the offense. Now, again, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the offense tonight as we move forward here on the Ultimate Post Game Show, but I just want to be able to give a shout out to the unit that really stood out most once again, and that is the Bears defense. That with Trevathan, with Roquan Smith, with Khalil Mack, there's a number of plays I have highlighted here in my yellow pad that we're going to get to as well. Leonard Floyd also with a pass deflected. He had three tackles today. Roy Robertson Harris also is a key player for them. Aaron Lynch, it's good to see him out there being able to get some things done in the second half of this ball game. So I really liked how the team came together with the defense leading the way. The offense, that's something that we are going to address here a lot tonight because even though the Bears won 24-17, to me, in order for the Bears to win, they have to continue to try to work together. Special teams, a little ingredient there of the special teams, a little ingredient there with the defense, a little ingredient there with the offense. That's really what's going to take for this Bears team to be able to win ball games because outside the defense, they're the second unit. The offense or the special teams have not been able to catch up to the defense just as of yet. Maybe it will happen, but when you have a special player like Mack, arguably the best player on this football team, arguably the best player in the NFC North, arguably one of the best players in the NFC, man, it's hard to be able to reach his level of consistency. Others are going to do that on both sides of the football. So 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Hit me up on Twitter as well. Twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. If you saw the Bears game and you're listening to the Ultimate Post Game Show right now, the reason why that they've carved out this time for you and I to talk is because they want you to call in. Management wants you to call in. I want you to call in. I want you to give your thoughts about what you saw from the Bears and their victory over the Seahawks 24-17. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Also, we'll put a spotlight on the offense, the good and the bad with the Bears with their victory, their first win of the season. We talk about the Bears right here on ESPN 1000.
This is the Ultimate Post Game Show. Only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Empty set, as you mentioned. Oh, it is
Postgame Show. Only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Joe Tessitore on the call on Monday Night Football on the Ultimate Postgame Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood with you. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. The Bears win over the Seattle Seahawks 24-17, and we're taking your reaction. If you left Soldier Field, if you got a chance to watch the game, listen to it, jump in, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. As we talk about the first win for the Bears this season. So, obviously, there's always going to be hand-wringing and consternation about the Bears' offense, going back to Jay Cutler as the quarterback for this football team and how that there was Cutler fatigue. Well, I look at what's happening now with Mitch Trubisky as a quarterback, and last year I thought that the Bears kind of ran a JV offense because Trubisky was out there. And if Mike Glennon was any good, Mike Glennon would have had a lot more time on the field. So they kind of threw Trubisky in there. And it was hard for me to determine whether or not Trubisky was going to be a good quarterback or not. I want you to take a look at this. You know this because if you watched the game, you saw this as well. You realize that tonight's game and tonight's win for the Bears over the Seahawks was Mitch Trubisky's 14th NFL start. He had 13 starts in college. So 14 NFL starts for Mitch Trubisky here in the league. And so my thought last year is that when we saw Mitch Trubisky, the thought was, well, okay, I don't know if he is going to be the guy or not, because look at the offense that was put out there. It was hard for me to determine whether he's going to be a good quarterback. As someone that watches a ton of college football and only watching the handful of starts that Trubisky had at North Carolina, I didn't know what the big fuss was to try to trade up for him at the time. But because the Bears made this move, and because Matt Nagy is a head coach and someone that knows offense, along with Mark Helfrich, two guys that really know offense, they're going to try to mold and shape Trubisky into something, and I don't know what that something is just as of yet. Now, I'll give you my analysis on tonight's game. Now, in game number one against Green Bay, in the first half, again, you saw how the Bears were able to utilize their offense in a really good way, because they utilized so many guys, whether it's Howard, whether it was Gabriel, whether it's Tariq Cohen, whether it's Trey Burton. They used a lot of guys. So here we saw here in this same game here, in the first quarter, we saw a good mix of the run and the pass. You saw how the Bears were able to utilize the running backs, and I thought that Trubisky utilizing his legs was a good thing. He had 24 yards on 5 carries himself running the football, because he realizes that if no one's open, why just throw it into the ground? Let me make something happen. And I think that Trubisky did a really good job of trying to make something happen with his 5 carries with 24 yards. Now, Jordan Howard had 35 yards on 14 carries. Now, there were some plays that we saw out there with him getting close to a first down or trying to stretch the field. You like that from Jordan Howard. The other side of it is that Jordan Howard only had 3 receptions good for 33 yards. Now, watching the game, and I said this going into the season, I said this last week, I said, you know, I don't think that Jordan Howard will ever be a special running back, but he could be solid for this Bears offense. And so if you're looking for a 100-yard guy every single time out, I don't think that Jordan Howard is that player. I don't. I think that he can be a nice player for you as long as he's catching the football. And again, Howard had 3 receptions tonight. But I think that him running the football, for him to be that down and down out, you know, load up the wagon type of back, I don't know if he's that guy. But again, this offense is predicated on trying to run the football, but also being able to have a little, as I mentioned, razzle-dazzle with their offense. And so I look at players like Allen Robinson, for instance. Now, if I don't know what Trubisky is, I know what Allen Robinson is. Allen Robinson is a difference maker for a football team, and he was targeted 14 times more than any wide receiver for the Bears in the game tonight. 10 receptions, good for 83 yards for Allen Robinson. I like him a lot. I want to see more and more of him, because I know that that guy can be able to climb up the ladder and get some of those difficult passes from Mitch Trubisky. Also, Taylor Gabriel being involved in the mix as well. Trey Burton also involved in the mix. And something else, too, that stood out to me. And I noticed this in game one. I see this in game two again. Clearly, Matt Nagy looks at Tariq Cohen as someone he could utilize as again, trying to stretch the field. Now, from a special team standpoint, it's going to be hit or miss. It's kind of like last year. It's kind of like growing pains where Tariq Cohen, you know, catches the ball at the four and is not able to help the Bears do what they need to do on the first play, but then he's able to break out and have 20, 30 yards on a kick return. So you definitely appreciate that. But he continues to utilize Cohen as a guy that can run the football a little bit and catch the ball on the flat because we know how fast that Tariq Cohen is. Anthony Miller also coming through with a touchdown for the Bears tonight. And so the weapons are there. But I really believe that this is going to be a slow development for this Bears offensively. Because as much as you look at all the games you saw yesterday, right? On the red zone, or if you're watching certain games because of your fantasy, and you saw Pat Mahomes, and you saw Watson, and you saw some of these other young quarterbacks, and veterans, by the way, flourish offensively. And you look at Mitch Trubisky, and you kind of scratch your head, and you say, well, what? How come Trubisky can't do that? How come Trubisky's not that? Well, because Mitch Trubisky is not that yet. And I think that it is fair for me and other Bears fans to look at Trubisky and just watch the process throughout. As I mentioned when the season started about Mr. Trubisky, 16 games of this regular season with weapons like Robinson and Howard and Gabriel and Burton and Anthony Miller and others, this season will give you a great indication of what Trubisky is and what Trubisky is not. It is not a finished product. You saw that with some of the throws that he had. First of all, it took a couple of sacks. We also had a couple of interceptions. Could have had three interceptions if the ball was not caught by the player in the secondary there for Seattle late in the game. Point is that Mitch Trubisky is still going to be a guy that you have to work on. He's not a bust. He's not a great player. He's not even in between yet. It's still incomplete on Trubisky. Some good plays there. Here and there, but also there's some growing pains with Trubisky I noticed as well. So 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Jonathan Hood with you here on the Ultimate Post Game Show. I want to get your thoughts on the Bears and their victory over the Seahawks 24-17. Again, you'd rather win this game than lose the game. Right? So there's going to be some things that we look at that you could check off and say, yeah, that's got to get better for the Arizona game, and that's got to get better for the next game, and that's got to, but there's some positives, and the biggest positive and the biggest takeaway I have for this football team is that this defense is going to continue to make plays. They're going to continue to wreak havoc on offenses. This is something that we have seen before, but with Khalil Mack there, it makes a very good defense extraordinary as we move forward throughout the season. All right, let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Eli is in Texas with us here on ESPN 1000 as we talk about the Bears. Hello, Eli.
What's going on, man? Man, I'm watching that game, and like you said, the dogs are out. That defense is something to behold. I'm not going to go as far as the 85 Bears, but definitely the 2006. I think that defense is something to be feared. And the only thing I say is Mitch just needs to learn this offense. Once he learns this offense, I think you definitely have a team to be feared in all facets of the defense, of the entire team. But I mean, it's just learning a new offense. The same thing we saw with Jay Cutler. He went through six different offensive coordinators. Once he learns this, it's gonna be exciting to watch all the way through. But that definitely, that defense, them dogs are running.
You think that was impressive? Wait until they take on Arizona next week on Sunday.
Oh, my God. I've watched all Arizona's past two games. I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be rough for them. It's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough for a lot of people, Eli, and I appreciate your telephone call. Now, Eli leaves the line open for you. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Eli's right. The best teams that we see in the NFL, they have balance on both sides of the football. And I think that it's still an imbalance with this Bears team because I just think that Trubisky and the offense is still learning on the job. This is all new, and again, some new players, and players that I appreciate for sure, because based on what we saw last year, the Bears need to have some new life offensively. And so with Trubisky there, and I know that there are some that want to be able to just jump the gun and tell you what Trubisky is and wish that Trubisky was Pat Mahomes or wish that Trubisky was Ryan Fitzpatrick now or wish that he was, it's not, you know, here's what I like about Trubisky. There's some likes and don't, and things I don't like about him. The things I like about him is that he is innovative. And that you saw him spin out of trouble several times when Seattle defenders are coming after him. It was no question that he was down and out sometimes. And then all of a sudden he spins out of trouble and is able to stay alive to try to make a play. That's the kind of athleticism that I like about him. He also realizes to be able to take the ball and be able to run with it when there is nobody that's open. Instead of just throwing it into the ground, instead of just taking the sack, he will take it upon himself to be able to run a little bit. So I do like that. Again, he ran for 24 yards here tonight. Now, again, you don't want injury to come from that. But at the same time, though, he's got to do what he's got to do to try to get this offense percolating. So I appreciate that. The things that you don't like the picks today. Again, these things that are, it's growing pains from a young player that he's going to have to learn that there's still quality guys in the secondary that can be able to take the ball and be able to take it from you. And I thought that Trubisky, again, throwing into coverage, a couple of interceptions was very difficult. Also on these RPOs, and I know that he's not ever going to be perfect, with some of these throws, but there were some obvious throws there that he overshot several of his receivers tonight where maybe the ball slipped out of his hand or I'm not sure what it was, but there was an opportunity for him to be able to connect on some intermediate decent plays, and unfortunately he fell short on some of those. But again, we're talking about a guy that is in his 14th NFL start, and I don't even know if I count what I saw last year, because I will never look at last year and look at Trubisky and say, well, that's who he is. We're going to find out this year who he is. And I'm here all for it because this is going to be a very intriguing season, a season in which an NFC North is kind of stacked, especially with the Packers and the Vikings, and the Lions are just, you know, middling and doing what they do. But this season, because of Khalil Mack, a difference maker defensively, it'll be interesting to see how close the Bears will be to balance for this ball club this year. Ultimate Postgame Show here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to you. Mitch is leaving Soldier Field with us here on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm good. You saw what I saw, right?
I did see what you see, and I agree with you 100%. I have one comment to make. The Bears need to get James Daniels in this game. I know they won tonight, but Cody Whitehair still had a couple of bad snaps. They need to move him over to guard and get James Daniels in the center. They drafted him for a reason.
I agree. Well, I tell you this. We saw this in the preseason. We've already seen this. You cannot have those kind of mistakes. It's one thing if Mitch makes those mistakes, but it's another thing where if there's bad snaps and there's not a continuity between the center and the quarterback, you can't have those mistakes, man. I totally agree there.
No, I agree. Why'd you draft James Daniels?
Yeah, well, let's address it. I appreciate your phone call. You definitely got to get better with that. There's no question about it. Here's what I look at. Because you look at this Bears team as is, right? You look at this team as is, and you say, okay, what were your expectations coming into the season, especially offensively? What's your expectations? Well, because you didn't know what Trubisky is, you could not say winners of the NFC North. You couldn't say that they were going to be awful, but you knew there's going to be interesting. So they're going to be compelling no matter what, especially on the offensive side. Defensively, when they made that trade, when Chicago made that trade to be able to get Khalil Mack, with a defense I thought that was already solid. You can have your Pro Football Focus and look at all those numbers and look at all the rankings. What I'm telling you is that watching the Bears defense last year, I thought at times it had played like a playoff-like defense. At times. Because of led by Akeem Hicks. Now when you're led by a Khalil Mack, boy, that makes such a big difference. But as Mitch talks about James Daniels, the center from Iowa, he was drafted in the second round by the Bears. And believe me, whatever you see, I'm sure that the offense and Matt Nagy sees it as well. I don't like the idea that they're shaking this with the snaps because, if nothing else, you want to get that right. You know, so, all right. So, but I like that the Bears were able to get their first victory at Soldier Field. And we're taking your phone calls. 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. As we talk to you about the Bears and their victory. First win. Now they got Arizona coming up. Looking forward to that game. Now even more so based on how the defense was able to be all over Russell Wilson tonight. 24.
This is the Ultimate Post Game Show. Only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
You know, first-year coaches have been struggling this year. Nagy's just the third first-year coach to get a win this season. They're a combined 3-11 now. This has got to feel good for the Bears' new man, Matt Nagy. 24-17. Trubisky with a couple of touchdown passes. That defense was dominant in the first half with that guy, the new addition, Khalil Mack.
This is the Ultimate Post Game Show, only on ESPN 1000.
Joe Tess on the call on Monday Night Football. It's the Ultimate Post Game Show with me, Jonathan Hood, on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. Also on Instagram, IG Jay Hood. Still to come on the program, we will hear from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Chicago Bears. Also, Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback for the Bears. Akeem Hicks, we'll hear from him coming up in our 11 o'clock hour as well. Glad you're with us, taking your phone calls, getting your reaction. 312-332-ESPN is our telephone number. Shovel pass to Burton for a touchdown to give the Bears a 6-0 lead. It was just great considering where they started the drive in that first quarter. The offense are going to have some sparkles here and there. They're going to be able to give you some positives here and there. But the defense is the thing that's going to carry the mail because Khalil Mack is there. I just want to know when the offense is going to be able to catch up to the defense. That's the thing. And here's the thing about me, watching the Bears and being a Bears fan, I'm patient enough to wait. Because I know that this offense may not be able to be exactly what I want or what you want as we look at the Bears throughout the season. But there are some games here that the Bears can dominate on the defensive side of the football, in which the offense could be able to give you some plays here and there, and all of a sudden you start to be able to build some momentum. Like what they've done, but I don't love what the offense has done, but the defense, it really is, it really has the potential of really being a solid tough defense for the 2018 campaign. Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. And Glendale Heights, here is Ross. He is with us on the Ultimate Post Game Show on ESPN 1000. Hi, Ross.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I got a question. I think this defense is going to be phenomenal this year, hands down. But my thing with Trubisky is, and maybe you might agree, it seemed to me that he was panicking too much when he just had a little bit of pressure. He overthrew, was it Howard, and then he overthrew, was it Gabriel? They were both wide open.
Gabriel, yeah.
Is that just from being inexperienced, or do you think he's panicking too much?
Let me address it, Ross, and we appreciate the phone call. I believe it's because he's new to this offense as we move now to Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Chicago Bears, meeting the media.
Is to play four quarters. And so I think you felt that, you saw it. I know I did. And just extremely physical. And then our offense, again, very similar to last week. I thought there's some times where we got in some ruts, but we can pick that up and get a little better. So it was a fun night. And I want to thank the fans. I think it was just so awesome. It all started with the national anthem, which was just so cool. It gave you goosebumps, and it was just so neat to be a part of that. And then every time our defense got out there, just to hear how loud it got, and it's that 12th man, and we talk about to our players that this is a place when our opponents come into Soldier Field, we want our opponents to feel it, and we want them to, you know, hey man, this is a tough place to play, and a lot of that's due to the fans. And so we appreciate all their support tonight. It was they helped us out a lot getting this victory, and then of course also when 54 is here today with the ring ceremony, pretty good stuff. And so just all around a good night. And but we're going to just keep growing from this and learn from things.
How would you assess Mitch's game?
So I thought Mitch was, again, he got to a point. We started out with around a 97-yard drive to start the game, 96, and ended up with a touchdown. So that was good, similar to last week. And then I thought that for the most part, again, in and out of the huddle, making quick decisions, getting the ball out on time. He had the interceptions, and the one got tipped. So those are hard. Those are difficult. And then the other one was a shot downfield, and the kid made a hell of a play. Again, the thing that we're learning in this process is that we're on this next play mentality. And so I'm really proud with how he handled himself from play one until the end of that fourth quarter. Every time after any play, good or bad, on that series, or after the series, he was phenomenal. I mean, his attitude was great. He didn't worry about anything. And so that's growth right there. And that makes me happy to know that that he understands that, hey, there's going to be interceptions. But at least we're doing this thing and we're attacking, we're stretching, and let's make them make a good play. And more so than not, we'll make better plays.
Did you attempt to do any less in the second half because of where you were and because of his shaky second quarter?
No, I don't care at all about what happened. I'll never care about what he did. I don't care if he threw four picks in the first half. I'm not going to change. I'm going to have ultimate trust in him and continuing to lead this offense. And so I've told him that from the start, and so I'll never back away from that. And so what I'll do is I'll try to protect him at times in certain ways, but he won't know when I'm protecting him. It'll be by me doing it my own way. He's going to cut it loose. And if he starts getting into a shell, then we all get into a shell.
Defense came up big. It seemed like when you needed it most after the two giveaways in the first half, three and outs, and then two straight turnovers, takeaways in the second half. What was the key to the whole defense?
So I thought it was pretty neat that after sudden change with two interceptions, we got two three and outs by the defense. That's awesome. And so that's there's not a lot of teams in the NFL that have, I think, that mentality and that of what where our defense is playing right now. The last two games, now we had the difficulties there in the third and fourth quarter against Green Bay, but for the most part right now, our defense is playing fast. They're flying around. And so they helped us out offensively. They helped the offense out. And there's going to be times where the offense is going to help the defense out. So that's just the way it goes. In the end, the only thing that matters is that W. That's it.
What was the key to executing the shovel pass touchdown?
To read the defense and pick either option A or B. I mean, there's a couple options on that. And so for him, he made a great decision with that. And it's a play that we have in our offense. We have different ways to do it and to get to it. And so it was neat to see that come to fruition.
But he can give it to Tariq if he feels.
Maybe. I can't tell you everything.
Roquan and improvements he showed this week.
Yeah, so it was exciting to see his focus the whole week of practice, and then to see him pregame here and just kind of walk by him and see how he's feeling. And that he was completely focused and ready to go. The lights were not too bright for him, and I think you saw that he was out there running around, flying around, making tackles, and that's what we want from him.
Now, what did you learn about the guys this week? How they reacted?
Well, they reacted really well to a tough loss, one that stung. For so many reasons, but we were able to, as a group, put it aside. And so there's that balance of, myself as a coach teaching them that this is going to happen. But the message to them before the game was it's time to stop barking. It's time to start biting. And really, I mean that. The talk is cheap. Let's go out and let's produce and let's play and let's finish. Let's play. We have it there. Remember last week I told you we knew it was there to reach for. We could grab it. I felt like, that our team got better today, and now we need to use this as a building block for next week.
Thanks to Matt Nagy for that. Let's take a look at our
thoughts there from Matt Nagy, the head coach for the Chicago Bears, as the Bears get the job done over the Seahawks by a score of 24-17. All right, you're listening to WMVP Chicago. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. Also hear from Mitch Trubisky, also Akeem Hicks, and more. The Ultimate Postgame Show continues after this on ESPN 1000.
Is the Ultimate Postgame Show, only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Second and 15. Wilson from his own goal line in trouble there. Eddie Goldman crashing right in the middle along with Khalil Mack.
It has been a dismal first half offensively for Seattle. That was a big-time throw by Russell Wilson. Mack was in his face. Throws this guy open. Gives him a chance.
Another sack. That is five for the Bears defense. Danny Trevathan this time.
Empty set, as you mentioned.
Is the ultimate post-game show only on ESPN 1000.
Joe Tess, Jason Witten on the call on Monday Night Football as the Bears win their first game, the first win as a head coach for Matt Nagy. The Bears win 24-17. We're talking to you about it here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. I'm Jonathan Hood. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com, tweetjhood. Also on Instagram, IGJHood. If you've left Soldier Field, still sitting in traffic. If you got a chance to watch a game, listen to it, jump in. This is the opportunity for you to talk to me and to tell the country about what happened tonight. What was some of the good and some of the bad from the Bears? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. If you're just joining me, as I mentioned when the game was over, I really believe that this is going to be the tale of Chicago Bears football over the years. For me as a Bears fan over the years, you probably have experienced this as well, is that Bears football is about the defense. It has been that traditionally, where you have a number of players on the defensive side of the football that just continue to get it done game in and game out, and the offense kind of lags behind. Now, I know that Matt Nagy said in his press conference that that's gonna switch at some point this season where the offense will carry the defense. That's still to be determined, obviously. But when you see difference-making players like Danny Trevathan, who was out there, who played terrifically, two quarterback hits, he had two sacks on Russell Wilson tonight. Roquan Smith, the rookie, comes in from Georgia. Seven tackles for him, seven solo tackles, along with Khalil Mack. Mack makes such a difference. Even if Khalil Mack, again, five total tackles, one sack, one tackle for a loss against Seattle here tonight. The thing that stands out is that even if Khalil Mack doesn't have a sack in that situation, and more times than not, he's opening the door for others, for an Eddie Jackson, for a Leonard Floyd, for a Akeem Hicks, for a Roy Robertson-Harris, for an Aaron Lynch. That's the kind of impact player that is needed for a lot of football teams, but the Bears are blessed to have him. They made a trade to have not just a guy that can get it done defensively, but a top two, top three talent at his position. And one of the best players, if not the best player in the NFC right now, and Khalil Mack, because of the impact that he makes. And so watching what he was able to do tonight, again, you see how he's able to make others better. When he requires a double team that opens up a slot for a Akeem Hicks, opens up for Danny Trevathan. That defense already was ruthless, and now adding Mack to it, adding a young Roquan Smith, having a Leonard Floyd, having a Roy Robertson-Harris and others being able to step up, and Eddie Goldman. When you're able to have those guys be able to step up even more so, trying to reach the status of Khalil Mack, it just makes it all the better. The defense, once again, to me, carried the mail. They did that in the first half in the Packer game. They did a great job getting after Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, a terrific quarterback, but not so terrific when you have a terrific defense coming after him. Six sacks on Russell Wilson. He went 22 for 36, good for 226 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. And so the Bears were able to get it done on the defensive side. On the offensive side of the football, when it comes to Mitch Trubisky, Trubisky finishes 25 for 34, 200 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions, two sacks. I think that, again, we're talking about a player that's still trying to learn and understand the position. When you look at a quarterback like Mitch Trubisky and his 14th overall NFL start, it's just not going to be able to click for him right away. I think as we move forward through some of these games the Bears will play, Trubisky will be able to get better because the offense around him is better. I don't judge Trubisky on what we saw last year. I look at Trubisky what we're going to see this year because you saw Jordan Howard. And again, the Howard's numbers are not spectacular, but he does a lot of little things for this football team. 14 carry, 35 yards. You want to see those yards get up a little bit higher than that. A better blocking for the offensive line for him to be able to spread out a little bit and Jordan Howard be able to be a little bit more spry running the football. But Allen Robinson, 10 receptions, 83 yards for him, the go-to guy. Nobody had more targets Then Allen Robinson, the wide receiver spot. Know that he could be able to really be a difference maker for this football team. Taylor Gabriel, Burton, Tariq Cohen, Anthony Miller, all these players being able to be in some of these razzle-dazzle plays that's drawn up by Matt Nagy. This offense is still going to be lagging behind because it's learning on the job. The difference between the offense and the defense is the defense has a difference-making player in Khalil Mack. The offense does not have a difference-making player just as of yet. I think Allen Robinson is a very good player, but until Trubisky and Robinson get on the same page, until that Trubisky and Gabriel, Trubisky and Burton, Trubisky and Anthony Miller, until those players are able to get on the same page offensively and elevate that offense, they're still going to be lagging behind. The defense will carry the mail, I think, a lot this season as the offense learns on the job. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Also hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. Your thoughts, the good and the bad, the good and maybe the questionable that you saw out there tonight with the Bears winning their first game of the season, 24-17. Let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. And Belmont Craig, and here's Gabriel with Jonathan Hood here on ESPN 1000. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, what's going on, boss? How you doing?
What's up, man? Bear down. How are you?
I'm trying to be all right, man. Jay Hood, man, is a long-time listener, first-time caller, man.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for checking in.
Hey, check it out, man. Defense played great, and I'm trying to see. What's your thoughts on the running game? How come they didn't use them as much?
Well, I think that you look at the Bears' offense, the way they're able to spread the ball the way they did. I mentioned earlier in the first quarter how they had a good mix of run and pass. I don't know if there is a breakaway running back on this football team. I think that Jordan Howard is a nice back, but he's not flashy and he's not dominant, at least not just as of yet. The thing I like about Jordan the most is that he's got great patience. But I think that when we look at the running game, when we see Jordan Howard's 35 yards and 14 carries, again, as the offense gets better, Jordan Howard's going to get better. But here's the thing, Gabe. Don't look for Jordan Howard to be getting up to 100 yards every game. Cause I don't think that that's his game. And I don't think that's his offense either.
I like Jordan Howard, man. I think he could pick up a couple yards, make it third and manageable at least. For Mitch Trubisky, which is I'm not really sold on, and just I think he can make his life a little bit better. They just give him the ball a little bit more. He was like insignificant basically the whole game, man. He got hands now. Have you noticed my boy got hands now?
I know, I saw that. but that's what you want. And I appreciate your phone call. Gabe, the thing that you want is for him to be able to catch the ball out in the open, because we saw him drop a number of passes, especially in the green zone last year, and the opportunity for them to be able to score, and sometimes Jordan fell short. And that really is the development of a player. That's the difference between a bust or a guy that can't get better and someone that's trying to get better as the offense moves along game to game. For him to be able to catch the football, for him to be able to be a viable option offensively running the football, you'll take it. And that is just I'm going to make sure it's very clear tonight, because I will talk about this on my weeknight show at 7 here on ESPN 1000 throughout the fall and winter. Man, because there's so many new faces, don't look for a Rams-like renaissance with this football team just as of yet. If it happens, great. But I just think that step by step, game by game, you look for the improvements and you try to accentuate the positives and hide the negatives with this football team, especially on the offensive side. When you have a difference maker like Khalil Mack, you can see how he can elevate the defense. But offensively, it's up to Matt Nagy to be able to accentuate the positives with this team and try to get any bad habits that Trubisky has out of him. So, and it's important too now, because it just can't be the defense like we've seen traditionally, scoring touchdowns all the time. And they have the penchant now. You can see already in the first couple of games trying to knock the ball out. And you love that because that goes back to the Lovie Smith era of being able to be aggressive defensively. That's great and everything, but the offense has to do their job too. So, Gabriel, I'm glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. Gabe leaves line open. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. We'll go through some of the thoughts from Matt Nagy in just a moment as he had his press conference earlier. As we go to Adam in Oak Lawn with Jonathan Hood on ESPN 1000. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for checking in.
excellent. I just wanted to let you know that I think the Bears' defense from last year, it looked really, really good. Akeem Hicks was a snub for not making the Pro Bowl. And the front line looks really well. And now that Khalil Mack has come into Chicago, it's just making those players even better. Just seeing Eddie Goldman rush the quarterback, you know, at the goal line like he did, and seeing Akeem Hicks just progress more and more. I'm really excited about what the defense is doing. On the other side of it, the offense, I agree with you. I think Trubisky just needs a little more time. He hasn't even played the equivalent of a full football season in the NFL yet. So it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get comfortable with his reads throughout the offensive progressions. And once he gets the hang of it, I'm hoping it's going to look a lot better than it has been recently, or at least it's going to resemble what the first halves have looked like so far. So, I'm really hoping Trubisky can step it up a little bit. What do you think about that?
Absolutely, Adam. And I appreciate your telephone call. I think your perspective is right on. You just can't expect the world from Trubisky at this point in time, because I'm willing to wait to see how the process turns out. Here's the difference between last year and this year. The difference for me is that last year under John Fox and under a different head coach and a different offensive scheme, that Trubisky, to me, it was just okay or maybe below average. But then again, look at the weapons around him. With this situation here, you know, you're not going to see anything dynamic, I don't think, right away for four quarters from this offense. Even though I'm just looking through my yellow pad and thinking and just writing down certain plays, thinking about that shovel pass to Burton for the touchdown. I'm looking at some big plays. Trubisky, you know, trying to get a pass to Robinson, you know, moving out of the pocket, got the interception there because Griffin got him twice. I'm looking at some other positives for this Bears offense here that I saw. Just the idea I wrote down about how Trubisky was able to roll out of the pocket and be able to get away from trouble, being able to connect to some of his receivers. The Miller 10-yard touchdown, I thought that to make it 17-3, I really love that he was able to fake to his right and roll to his left to be able to connect to his receiver there, Miller, there in the fourth quarter. And just going through some of the things I saw there in the game, there's going to be some highlights there that you're going to like from Trubisky, but there's some things that you won't like. And you know what? It's okay, because I'm not expecting the world from Trubisky at this point in time or this offense. You can see glimmers here and there. Now we want to be able to see how they can put it together for an entire season. This season will be interesting. But next season, with a season under his belt, especially if he stays healthy, it'll be interesting to see how Trubisky grows from this season. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Matt Nagy met with the press. He talked about a number of things. He talked about how, number one, he loved the fans at Soldier Field. And you know that Bears fans were going to be into the game because it's the first game. It always feels new. It always feels fresh on the first game, right? Because you got the old coaching staff's out, new coaching staff in. You saw the Bears perform in that first half of the game against the Packers. And you're thinking, well, now Soldier Field, you know, a butt in every seat there at Soldier Field, because you want to find out what this Bears offense looks like in person. So, and the defense as well. Now, I don't want to throw shade on them, the defense as well. But the point is that the Bears fans are going to get ready because it's new and fresh. And so Nagy thanked the fans. He referred to the fans as, ironically, the 12th man. It's funny, I thought the Bears were playing the 12th man today, but that's fine. Hashtag 12th man, that's the Seattle Seahawks. He talked about the ring ceremony for Brian Urlacher, which is always great, obviously, because Brian Urlacher going to the Hall of Fame in Canton this year, and then him meeting with the fans, that's just a special moment for everybody. He talked about Trubisky, talked about some of the quick decisions for Mr. Trubisky as a quarterback. He talked about how the interceptions that he had, how one was tipped and the other one, he took a shot down the field. He saw growth in Trubisky tonight, Nagy said. He also says he has the ultimate trust in him. I think one of the people in the press, in that press conference, asked after a couple of interceptions, did Nagy think about Chase Daniel or something along those lines, because it made Nagy say, I have the ultimate trust in him. He could throw four interceptions that still will go with him, which is a great positive in Trubisky's corner, in which Nagy said he was going to have the ultimate trust in Trubisky and that he would stick with him. Talks about how the defense was flying around. He says it feels good to get his first win. Got a game ball from Prince Amukamara. It was among some of the highlights. I retweeted it, by the way, at twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. If you want to see the press conference in its entirety, it's on my Twitter, twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. All right, let's go back to the phone line to talk to you. We will say hello to Bob. Bob, he's left Soldier Field. He's with us here on ESPN 1000. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Jay Hood, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I thought the crowd was great tonight. The D is legit. I kind of got training wheels on Mitch Trubisky, but hopefully he grows into the position. But I think he's got to trust what he sees. Like, the guy's open, he's got to kind of just let it rip and hit him. You know, he kind of, like, looks around just to, like, double-check and make sure the guy's open. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, let me address it over here to the phone call. I think that, as I've been saying a lot, you know, it's going to be growing pains with Trubisky. There's certain plays, and I appreciate your phone call, there's certain plays that were left on the field in the game against the Packers, and the same thing here with the game here tonight against Seattle. There are going to be some plays left on the field against the Arizona Cardinals coming up on Sunday. But that is what the learning process of a young quarterback. I mentioned before that with Trubisky, there's some things that did not stand out to me very much when he's with North Carolina in college. And so for him to now have had more games in the NFL than college, there's going to be a learning curve for him, especially on this new offense. I like some of the play that gets the defense off balance clearly. But again, I want to see this for 16 games and see exactly where the Bears are with Trubisky. Here's the thing that you like. There's no one over his shoulder. It's not someone that in Chase Daniel that is champing at the bit to get to Trubisky's job. Because you know, because of the draft status and because Ryan Pace rolled the dice, that this guy, it was going to be the man. As George McCaskey put it, I want my quarterback now. Well, you got him. Now we're going to find out how good he can be, how viable he can be, how much he can keep the Bears in ball games. I know the defense can. Can the offense keep the Bears in ball games? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. If you watch the game, if you listen to it, if you are left Soldier Field, this is your time to jump in to talk to me, Jonathan Hood, about the Bears. What stood out most about the Bears' victory over Seattle 24-17? All right, we mentioned earlier Khalil Mack, by the way. Khalil Mack, it was terrific once again in Game 2 as a Chicago Bear, and Khalil Mack met with the media after the game.
The first experience
Khalil
likes for you as a Bear?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was a beautiful night. All the fans came out, and just showed up and showed out. It was a great experience.
When did you guys...
All right, we'll get back to Khalil Mack in just a moment. Let's go now to Mitch Trubisky as the Bears defeat the Seahawks 24-17. Let's hear from the quarterback.
You got to enjoy these W's, and we definitely did. We came together. We made the plays when we need to. Offense has got to keep building. Defense is going to be special. We just got to have each other's back, and special teams is doing their thing as well. So we just got to bring the three phases together and continue to roll, and hopefully just get on a roll from here on out. But it feels really good to win.
You talk about we want to have a different mindset. Did you have a different mindset this week?
Just let loose. Let loose, play free. My teammates and coach had my back all week. Just trying not to put too much pressure on myself and just go out there, have fun, and enjoy it with the guys, and that's what I did tonight. So there's going to be stuff I'm going to look at, continue to build, and get better. But it was a lot of fun to be out there on Monday night. Appreciate all the fans. They were great tonight. And like I said, defense played fantastic, so that's awesome for our team.
How did you feel about your pocket presence, your poise, your clock, things you talked about improving?
Yeah, for sure. Still getting better. I feel like I was better at that this week. Just staying in the pocket, getting the ball out quick. O-line did a fantastic job all night, giving me time when I needed it, and just finding those receivers. But they got a good scheme on the other side, and we just found ways to move the ball down the field, and we just got to keep improving and keep finding ways to score points and keep our defense off the field to give them a break because they've been playing so well. So just keep rolling and just keep growing within this offense is what we're trying to do. But I think I was better in the pocket tonight, and I'll go back and look at it and see what I can continue to improve on.
Worked so well on that second half score.
I think we were just methodical. Everything coach was calling, we were kind of just going down the field and staying out of third and longs, just not beating ourselves with penalties or anything, just sticking together, executing the plays, going out and really mixing it up with the run and the pass and the play action and all that, and then going down and finishing in the red zone. So it all starts up front in the O-line. They were beating them up in the run game and giving me time in the pass. In the past game, so a lot of credit to those guys, and I think they played really good tonight. They played great for us.
You're the kind of guy that goes home and you'll be up all night thinking about plays that you could have done better or things that did well, or are you able to turn this off when you get
A little bit of both. I mean, it all depends. Definitely a little less after a win because you did what you needed to do for the team to win. So I'm very excited about that. But I'll probably look at the game real quick, get some rest. But we got to bounce back for a short week because we played on Monday. But I'm trying to get over just dwelling on plays too much. I think it's hurting me more than it's helping me. So getting over plays and just building on what I did good and forgetting about what I did bad and continue to improve and get better and learn this offense. And coach keeps saying it is going to be a process. We want immediate results, but finding ways to win is very important, and we did that tonight.
On the shovel pass,
Nagy said something earlier this week, and that last
So thoughts there from Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears. The Bears win 24-17. We will hear from Khalil Mack. We'll hear from Akeem Hicks and others as we move forward here in the Ultimate Post Game Show. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number as the Bears win their first game of the 2018 campaign. Jonathan Hood on ESPN.
This is the Ultimate Post Game Show, only on ESPN 1000.
Trubisky, play action, to the end zone, touchdown Bears, Anthony Miller.
They're going to call the bootleg, fake the zone read, roll back out there, and Miller at the top of that route, just sticking King. They talked about this young player, Joe, when they brought him here. Traded back up to get him in the second round this year, Miller. His route running, he thinks he's the best receiver. He showed it there, the patience, and then the stick and that little head-shoulder nod that he gave. Got the corner King there on his heels. Good throw by Trubisky rolling to his left.
This is the Ultimate Postgame Show, only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Joe Tess, Jason Witten, Booger McFarland on Monday Night Football. For the first time in nearly 4 years, the Bears have a 500 record, losing to the Packers and then defeating the Seahawks tonight. We're talking to you about it here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Jonathan Hood with you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Here at the Ultimate Post Game Show, hit me up on Twitter as well. Twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood. The Bears are able to get the job done. Looking inside the numbers, especially defensively for this Bears team, Danny Trevathan, tremendous. Roquan Smith, 7 tackles. Trevathan with 2 sacks. Khalil Mack with a sack and a tackle for a loss. He had 5 tackles as well. Prince Amukamara with 4 tackles. Eddie Jackson with a pass deflected, also a tackle for a loss. He had a sack as well. 6 sacks on Russell Wilson today. He had 2 touchdowns, 22 for 36, go for 226 yards, and the Bears go on to victory, winning 24-17. Khalil Mack got a chance to meet with the media after the game.
The first experience,
Khalil,
like, for you as a Bear?
Oh, man, it was amazing. It was a beautiful night. All the fans came out, and, they showed up. It was a great experience.
When did you guys sense in the second half, in the fourth quarter, more specifically,
I mean, we've been preaching it all week. We know we got the defense. We wanted to come out and finish. And, Prince making that play, that was a snap on it right there.
What do you see on that Russell Wilson strip?
He held on to it, and that's a testament to the coverage. He did a great job in the background. Like, yeah, Kyle Fuller and Prince, and all those guys, the safeties included, everybody in between the nickel. Everybody did a hell of a job.
How much pride does this defense take in leading the National Football League right now in sacks?
Oh, damn. That's news to me. That's a great, yeah. Shit, I mean, testament to the coverage, rushing coverage working together. You know? Yeah, Coach Vic and everybody coaching up. Everybody, and yeah, it's good.
What happened last week was a motivating factor down the stretch here?
It was everything. We preached it the whole week. You want to finish these games, and knowing that you're going up a guy like, you know, against a guy like Russell Wilson, he has the ability to kind of sneak in and finish a little strong at the end. And so being able to shut that down a little bit, it was cool.
How was it for you another week here and a little more time to get used to things and all that?
I'm still adjusting, man. Still adjusting. It's a process of trying to get moved in and settled in and all those different things. But staying on top of the playbook and trying to learn names still, still adjustment. Oh, man. Yeah. They came out. They were loud and proud, man. And you want to make them proud and get these wins. And that's what it's really all about: winning for the fans.
Khalil, obviously there was a great atmosphere tonight. There was also a ceremony at halftime for Brian Urlacher. Did that add to you?
Absolutely. You talking about a defensive guy? Putting a stamp on it. You want to go out and make him proud and finish the night off with a win for him, especially.
So the thoughts there from Khalil Mack, the difference maker for this Bears defense, as we talk to you here on the Ultimate Post Game Show here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app, and Jonathan Hood with you. Hit me up on Twitter.com, tweet Jay Hood as the Bears win 24-17. We'll hear from Allen Robinson in just a moment. Let me get in Keith in DC because he's been patient. Keith is listening on the ESPN app and he's with us here on ESPN 1000. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, I've been listening to you for a long time, my friend, from the time I was in Chicago, and that was a long time ago. I've been having to deal with Kirk Cousins and leaving and going and coming and staying, and God knows, I'm a Bears fan through and through. So at the end of the day, it was great to see a win today. But I did want to get, you know, sort of your thoughts on something and you know, check my thinking on this. Last week, for me as a Bears fan, I felt like the biggest mistake had nothing to do with the defense or Aaron Rodgers or anything else that we could control. On the defensive side of the ball, I felt like offensively we should have been more of the same team we were on the first half and the second half. I felt like the second half Bears team was a completely different team than the first half. I felt a little bit of that tonight, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe at the end of the day, we still sort of kept it more aggressive. And if so, I'm glad. But I just wanted to get your take on that because from my perspective, that's what cost us last week against the Packers. If we played the same way in the first half offensively we did in the second half, we win that game regardless of whether Rodgers comes back or not. And I think that this week, I just want to make sure we're not sort of sliding back with Matt Nagy about the sort of Howard Call in the offense with Trubisky.
Well, stay with me, Keith, because we have to be able to give the Packers credit for the adjustment from the second half. We hear the term adjustments all the time in sports, right? Especially when it comes to football, quarter to quarter, series to series, right? Well, I thought that in the game against the Packers, that if you notice, you notice how nervous Trubisky was in the pocket, where he did not have that same confidence. The RPOs were sharp in the first half, but then the second half, all of a sudden, you started to see more of a pass rush. You saw a number of Packers dropping the coverage and just waiting on Trubisky to try to make a play. It's one thing to look at that first game and say, hey, you know what, if we could have been able... The difference is, though, with the Seattle Seahawks, you know how banged up they are. You know it's not the Legion of Boom anymore. He had a chance to be able to make more plays tonight against a veteran against a banged up Seattle team versus a veteran laden Packers team. I think that's the difference. Those Packers knew exactly what to do because you saw the adjustments. The Seahawks couldn't do that based on their lack of quality talent on that roster.
Well, let me try to respond if you give me a second. Sure. As somebody who's been coaching through high school and through a lot of levels of football, all right? I think that at the end of the day, while the Packers definitely adjusted, and I'll give you major credit for that and no question about it, I do think that if you look at the way the Bears' play calling worked in the second half and the way they went from the run to the pass, the pass to the run, rather, and didn't try to mix it up, even if you just sort of look at the total amount of plays where they were trying to go and do misdirection in the first half versus the second half, they played a much more conservative game plan. Now, I get the fact that that's because you're up by 17 points. But, you know, we've all, as Bear fans and even as sports fans, we've all seen this show, and Matt Nagy should see that show too, which is the Aaron Rodgers comeback show. Anybody, I feel like, should have known that on that third down play with 1 yard, we should have went for it in that first game, tried to get that extra yard. And even if we miss, I'd rather go on fourth down, burn their last time out, and try, at least try, to get that first down and make Aaron Rodgers beat us again, you know, beat our defense, right? Yeah. In that situation, I feel like we didn't do that last game. And again, I just want to make sure that you feel like we're going in the right direction coaching wise, right? And we're not trying to be too conservative, because we're not the Patriots. We don't have that kind of luxury. We got a good team. We got a great defense, but we've got to stay aggressive on offense when we feel like we've got momentum.
Well, let me address this, and I appreciate your phone call. Thanks so much for listening, Keith, in the District of Columbia. Let me just get to this, because we want to get some other calls in here before we're done here. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. When I looked at the first game, you know that there was some jitters and some plays that were left there on the field. You remember that first game against the Packers like I do, in which there were two third down calls that were controversial. And it was addressed, by the way, by Nagy. He fell on the sword himself, saying that there's some plays that he left on the field. And what he was talking about is that those two third down calls, you won't be able to run the ball more so than trying to pass it to Sims, a tight end, or try to overshoot Gabriel on another play. Those mistakes were made. However, I didn't think that Trubisky was as sure of himself, and that the Packers did put the pressure on in that second half, different from the first half, because they weren't used to all those RPOs and all those different type of razzle-dazzle plays in the first half. And by the way, those plays were taken away because of the Packers' defense in the second half. In this game here, you saw some growth from the Bears in that, and still, some plays were left. They had to settle for a field goal here and there. But I think that with this particular game, I thought that Trubisky played better than obviously the second half of the first game. I want to see now him be able to take another step. I think that the Bears offensively still needs to be able to learn, and so does Matt Nagy. Because we have to keep in mind, it's not some 10-year coach that's been there, done that. He was an offensive coordinator for a long time, and now it's his show. So there's going to be some mistakes made by him, too, as far as play calling. He's got the menu in front of him. He's making those calls. Now it's up to the players to execute. Now you're asking for a young player to execute a lot of these plays. I think he's going to get better. But as I mentioned to you earlier, it's not going to be a perfect science with this offense throughout the season. I think it can get better. I don't think it's just going to be great just as of yet. Just because you have a bunch of plays doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be lighting the world on fire offensively. That's all I'm saying. Like, you can have all the plays in the world, but if you don't execute, what's the point? Defense is going to continue to get better and better as we move forward. The offense, though, is going to lag behind, but they have room for improvement as well, even with this win tonight. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. Tony has left the game. He's with us here on ESPN 1000 with Jonathan Hood. Hi, Tone.
Hey, Hoodie. Listen, I think everybody needs to take a page out of the Aaron Rodgers book and R-E-L-A-X. Relax. This is a young quarterback that is doing nice things. He could be 2-0 right now, beating the Packers at home on game. Obviously, the Bears didn't win. That's a team effort, okay? Trubisky can't go out there and stop three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. The other thing is, you got a rookie head coach and a bunch of people that need to learn to play together. And what haven't the Bears done in years? They have not won and you need to learn to win together before you run out there and expect this guy to be Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. Everybody forgets that those Texan teams knew how to win together. They had players. They had guys that were together for years and years and years. The Chiefs have had guys that have been together for a few years, and they won things. They won with Alex Smith. Leave this kid alone, let him develop, and you will have a good team for years to come. It's not like Khalil Mack walking off the field tomorrow. Leonard Floyd's just starting to come into his prime. Everybody has to see that Howard is the answer at running back. Tariq Cohen, you have to let him be the guy that he's going to be. Everybody's just got to chill. I mean, you've only had a couple weeks of Allen Robinson playing again, and it just drives me nuts that people are going to jump in there and say, oh, Trubisky didn't do this or that. You got to give people a chance to learn how to play the game together.
Well, let's address this, and I appreciate your telephone call. Anytime that a Bears fan wants to be able to pick apart what's going on with the team, the good and the bad, I think that's good. And the reason why that's a positive is because we're in a big boy market. We're not in Phoenix. We're not doing this in Charlotte. We're doing this in Chicago because there's a lot of pressure on not only an emotional but a financial investment in this team, especially those that go to Soldier Field. So every fan has a right to be able to take a look at this from a pro lens, not from a little league lens, not from a Pop Warner lens, but looking at this with big boy eyes here, okay? So when Bears fans say, I want to see this from Trubisky a little bit better, I want to see the offense a little bit better, I want to see the offense catch up with the defense, I get that. But what you said is what I've been saying a lot all night here, and that is that the offense is going to take some time, because no matter those fantasy numbers you saw in week two and seeing a lot of these offense just light the team on fire, I don't think that's the Bears yet. And I'm okay with that because I know that it's going to take some time. We're going to find out at the end of this season exactly what Trubisky is, because we've got a full amount of games to identify and evaluate what the Bears offense is. I think I know what the defense is. I knew what it was last year. I knew it was good last year. But what Khalil Mack is going to be even better. But the offense, if people want to pick it apart and talk about the good and bad with it, there's no problem with that. You know why? Because we're Bears fans. And it's a major market. And there's a lot of pressure because it's the Bears. We've seen so much losing and so much ineptitude. And a lot of people scratching their heads wondering, when's this going to get better? When will we see an offense that can be able to be on the same level as the defense? Those are good questions to ask. Because we have seen the defense under Lovie Smith, and we've seen it under Ditka, and we've seen it under so many different regimes where the defense is able to carry the load and the offense lags behind. The fear for some generational Bears fans is they don't want to see the offense lag so far behind that the Bears can't reach their goal of winning the NFC North. They're trying to get to the Super Bowl. So I totally understand why there might be. It's not a lot of angst tonight. It's just some questions here and there about certain plays, and I think that's fair. But to suggest that this guy, that Trubisky is going to be, you know, like an all-pro and a guy that you can depend on for years and years to come, I can't say that because I don't know. We're going to find out this year, though, what he can do, at least for a full complement of games with good players. Let me make sure I put that with, I think, solid players, including Allen Robinson. Speaking of Allen Robinson, let's go to him right now, because Robinson had the most targets of any Bears player offensively. He got a chance to talk after the Bears won 24-17.
I felt the same. You know, again, just trying to just capitalize on my opportunities. That's the most important thing, just trying to catch the ball and make a play when my number's called.
They got you involved early. Was that part of the game plan to get you a couple looks early in the game?
It's tough to say. You know, I mean, we have a legitimate offense, you know, so you never know where the ball is going.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, for me, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm out there, you know, I just got to win and try to get open. So that's the most important thing, and he's able to find me a couple times early.
What did you think, what went wrong on the deep ball? I mean, it looked like you had a step, maybe step and a half. Is it just a timing thing that's going to maybe correct itself over the course of the season?
Well, you know, that's on me. You know, I got to judge that a little bit better to at least not, you know, at least not let it be intercepted, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not something that will work out. You know, again, I mean, I got to look at the tape to see, you know, exactly. But, you know, again, that's on me. I take the blame. There shouldn't be no interceptions when the ball comes my way.
Alan, what were the short passing game, particularly the second half?
I'm just trying to take what they was giving us, you know, and then again, just try to stay ahead of the chains, you know, convert on third downs, you know, be able to get Jordan involved, you know, and stuff like that. So I think that was the most important thing. You know, they had softened up a little bit. They tried to keep us in front of them, you know, so we wanted to just take advantage of that.
Can you talk about the 6-minute drive? drive there and what that did for you guys?
I think it did a lot. You know, one thing I can say about this offense is, you know, when we in some kind of habit point situations, you know, we've been able to go get the job done. You know, today it was really a touchdown that we needed, and we was able to get that. You know, last week it was a field goal. You know, today it was a touchdown. I believe the score ended up being, I forgot what the score ended up being, 17 to...
at that time, yeah, we were, it was... No, I forget. 24-10.
Yeah, something like that. But you know, like I said before, we really was in a situation where we had went down and got a field goal or so. And I believe it would have still been a two possession game, but you know, a field goal, a touchdown instead of two touchdowns. You know, so for us, that's the most important thing is we wanted to just try to get ahead of the game and stay ahead of the game.
Alan, do you feel the emotion from the crowd? I mean, it seems like these fans are really into this team right off the bat.
Definitely. You know, I mean, that's a joy for us. You know, I mean, we put a lot of work in, you know, to get to this point. You know, and I mean, that's what we want to have. You know, we want to have the support for the fans. You know, we're looking to be excited for the team. You know, each and every time we step on that field, we want to protect the home.
But just coming off a loss like last week, how much is that in your mind as you get in the second half this week? In a good way, in a motivational
way? In a motivational way, you know, we've been there before. You know, the same situation kind of this week, you know, as far as being up, having the ball. You know, like I said before, knowing that if we get a field goal, you know, it may be a two-possession game, but it's just a touchdown field goal instead of, you know, making it a two-touchdown game. You know, so we know like that. When we need to go down and get points, you know, we really want to capitalize and get touchdowns and not field goals. And especially when we get down into the deep red, like into the 15, you know, 20, 15, 10, 5-yard line, we want to score touchdowns.
Allen Robinson with 10 receptions, good for 83 yards. I was targeted 14 times by Mitch Trubisky in the offense as the Bears win 24-17. We will go back inside the line.
This is the Ultimate Post Game Show, only on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Mitch Trubisky, 25 for 34, good for 200 yards and two touchdowns. He had two interceptions. And Jordan Howard led the running backs, 14 carries, good for 35 yards. His longest was 7. Also standing out was Allen Robinson, 10 receptions, good for 83 yards. On the flip side, Russell Wilson, 22 for 36, good for 226 yards, 2 interceptions, but 6 sacks. The offensive line was porous as a sponge for Seattle. The Seahawks are just not that same team from years ago in which they were solid on both sides of the football. They're going through a transition despite Russell Wilson still being a viable quarterback in this league, but the Bears just stood out once again defensively. My takeaway, the Bears defense, I think, played at a solid A-minus to a B-plus level. I think the offense played at about a B-plus B minus level, something like that. So we got to keep our eyes on the Bears team as they get ready to take on the Arizona Cardinals. We thank you for listening and being part of the program here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN app. Our thanks to you for listening. Our thanks to Felix and Eric on the other side of the glass. SportsCenter all night will continue with the Bears conversation as the Bears beat the Seahawks 24-17. This is the Ultimate Postgame Show with me, Jonathan Hood, here on ESPN 1000.